We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What was that?
The charger of my camera. Everything's going wrong today, girl. Technical difficulties, left, right, and centre. Joe, who I'm jealous of, Kevin.
Who?
People with a production team.
Yeah. We actually make it happen, don't we? We do, like. Look at this. Yeah. It's very... Basically, the lead... I don't really do the tech stuff. That's PJ's kind of forte, I suppose. He's more production, I'm more talent when it comes to... you know? Really, I suppose...
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Wet weather warning.
The weather's after taking an awful turn here in Cork City, everybody.
Reflective of the mood.
Really?
Not me. I'm actually on cloud nine.
I was like, okay, girl.
It's all sunshine and blue skies for me.
I'm post-toasty. I'm energised and ready to
You're
go.
You're on a high.
Yeah. It kind of offended me that you wouldn't have any food that I was offering
But if
you.
I've had a sandwich, why would I just have another sandwich? Also, in Ireland, is it just sandwiches? You know what I mean? It's an awful lot of sandwiches, isn't it?
I just think sandwiches are gorgeous.
I do as well.
Whatever fucking diva went into the kitchen and put meat between two slices of bread, like snaps for you, Mr. Sandwich.
Snaps for you.
Right, girls, I'm going to tell you about a life hack that I've recently discovered.
What?
On Friday night, right, I went to my friend Alan. He does like a systems reset, I want to call it. Like
Alan Willer.
Yeah. So you do a hot yoga class.
Yeah.
Breath work. Sauna.
Does he do the breath work?
Yeah. Ice bath.
Say that again.
You're hot yoga.
Hot yoga. Is this hot yoga or is it Bikram? It's just hot yoga, right?
What's the difference?
Bikram is a bit crazy, is it? Well, Bikram is the one that's like in a sauna.
Yeah, but you don't, but Bikram's cancelled because he's crazy.
Because your man's crazy, but yeah. I think the practice of Bikram still happens.
Did they not just get a rebrand to hot yoga?
No, I think hot yoga is
it
just,
a different thing?
It's not the same environment.
We were in a room with the rads on, like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
I didn't
was
know
just,
the incident.
Were you sweating to death or was it just warm?
But I'm sweating to death in normal yoga.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, we're in a hot room doing yoga. Then we do breath work. Then we do sauna after. And then we do ice bath. And girls, I left like a fetus. But that's not what I want to talk about, right?
How long to do all those things?
It was about 2 hours in total.
How long is the yoga?
An hour.
How long is the breath work?
10 minutes. I don't know, like
I'm just asking, I'm just wondering. I love the idea of all this.
Yeah.
I would typically spread that out over a weekend.
But it's a systems like a reset, enough. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, for the girlies wondering if they want
to
partake.
No, you need to go. You need to go.
Yeah, but how much of a time commitment is it?
2 hours on a Friday evening.
Perfect.
And then you're into the weekend. You're smug.
You're smug.
And also, you leave with a tote bag and a little margarita in a can.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not, like, obviously, Alan.
Also, like, the things that that man can do with his body.
Yeah, she's a flexible queen.
Honestly, like, I remember, I think I wasted, I'd say, 2 days of my life. I was going to say 2 hours, but it was more realistically 2 days of my life watching his videos.
She's like Betty Spaghetti. She's a bendy girl.
And why is it like sometimes you'll just watch something once, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be like, I can do that.
But you can't.
And you'll never be able to do it.
No, you never will.
Obviously, yeah. They practice their whole lives.
Yeah, but like some people are just born flexible.
Born a bit more flexible, yeah. Definitely, or have a bit more facility.
Yeah.
I used to love when they used to say that at dance college. Remember,
yeah.
They'd be like, great facility.
Great facility, girls.
Yeah.
It basically means they're lucky. Do you know? Anyway, the reason why I bring it up is because it was my first time doing breath work, right?
Ever?
Ever.
Have you ever done a bit of meditation?
Yeah, but
a bit
like
of breathing at the end of a class.
Yeah, but this is different.
Well, yeah, it's on a greater scale.
Have you ever done it?
What breath work specifically? Wim Hof.
Oh, I don't fucking know, babe. You're so annoying.
But you're saying, have you ever done it? Have you ever done breath work? That could just
Who's
mean breathing.
Wim Hof?
Wim Hof is the fellow who helps you go into the cold water.
Maybe.
And cold conditions.
Maybe. Anyway, we were just breathing loads, right?
This is Wim Hof.
Yeah, we did a bit of that. No, but what happened? We were like, it was like, I'm obviously not a licensed breath worker, but basically.
Are you going to be?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because, but I am like, it's better than drugs. It was like I sniffed a whole bottle of poppers in the room. My hands were shaking. I felt like I was going to faint, but in like a good way. I felt like I was going to levitate off the floor. Because what you do is you're breathing in a certain way that pumps like loads of oxygen into your body. But then we were doing this thing where you were like, once you breathe in, you squeeze your hips and squeeze all the energy. And then you breathe out. And we were holding our breath for like a minute and a half. And then we tried to get up to 2 minutes. But I've never felt a high like it. I was like, this is gorgeous.
Really?
It was so, I floated out of the room. It was amazing. I couldn't get over it, honestly.
Was everyone else in the same boat in the class? I don't think I've ever really had that.
They were a bit more experienced. I presume they were a bit more used to it.
Used to it. Used to the high from it.
But I was like bursting out of the room. I was ready to go. And then we went into the sauna. And then
Where's it happening? Where's all this in one place in Dublin?
A yoga hub.
Do they have a sauna there as
they
well?
They built a new one, yeah, but he does it in other places as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know that where we were going for the sauna or anything. I was just going with the flow. And after the breath work, I would have followed them into a nightclub and stayed there until 6 a.m. I'm telling you, I was high as a kite.
Is it brilliant? How long did that high last?
Well, then I did the ice bath. So then I was high because I felt better than everyone else.
Yeah.
So that lasted me probably the whole week. It's probably up to now. Like, what day is it? Monday. Yeah.
And how did you find it?
What?
The ice bath, was it a lot for you or did
after
you manage all right?
After the breath work, I think I could have swam the length and breadth of the Arctic Circle. That's the
really?
Way I was. Yeah.
And did the breath work set you up for the cold bath? Did it feel really cold or were you grand?
No, it was grand. So then you get into the cold bath, right?
Yeah.
He goes, remember your breath work. And I goes, you don't have to tell me twice, sensei. And I goes, into the cold.
Yeah.
And then he was like, are you panicking? And I was like, no, babe, because I've done the breath work.
Or are all you getting into one bath?
No.
How many of you are doing it?
There was about 20 of us.
And how many baths?
And then we all had a big orgy after.
How many baths?
No, we didn't. Two. But we take, if you're not in the sauna, you're in the ice bath, like, and you do it.
Yeah, well, I know, obviously.
And you sit for 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, the last 30 seconds, you're meant to dunk your head into the ice, right? To be like, obviously get your whole body in. But I was too big for the ice bath. So I was like, they were like, no, dunk your head in.
We need a bigger bath.
They were like, dunk your head in. And I was like, dipping my face in.
And
like
he goes, no, my hair.
I was like this. But I couldn't get down enough, you know.
Me doing the Bob and Frapples,
it was so embarrassing. So I was just like splashing the water over my head like this.
But come here, what a way to spend a Friday night.
I'm telling you girls, breath work is the new MDMA.
I need to do some more breath work. You've inspired me. I did a sauna there last month. There's one after opening up in... Oh, sure, we know. Sure, we were meant to go.
We were meant to go, yeah. And you let me sleep in.
But they do a full moon sauna and dunk. How gorgeous does that sound? And a sound bath inside in the sauna.
Brilliant.
All that's very in, isn't it?
I've never done a sound bath.
I want to do a sound bath because I love a gong.
I love music.
One thing about me, girls, let this be known, I love a gong.
She goes mad for the gong.
I love a gong.
Gone Crazy for the Gong is the name of the app.
Gone Crazy for the Gong.
That's the name of the
app. Gone Crazy.
It's gone crazy, yeah.
But I actually had a similar high experience at the weekend. You won't believe this.
Really?
Now, not to
We do breath work.
Take your moment. Kind of. So I'm teaching the spin class, right?
Yeah.
And it's feeling like a bit of a struggle, right? Yeah. The class, right? And I had a bit of a busy week doing bits. And it's going, oh my God, this is tough. And sometimes, like, you know, I'm going for it just as much as the girls. And I love that because it's like we're all doing it together,
all
right?
Just together.
Not me just going around and going, go on.
Yeah.
Speed up you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As well, if I was in a spin class and the instructor was doing that, I'd go, you get on the bike, you lazy fucking bitch.
You do it, you lazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, sometimes I like to get off the bike and do a bit of a...
When I used to take her spin class, you used to dance around the room, yeah.
She still does it. Yeah. Anyway, but next thing, we're going through the playlist. Next thing, I'm like, I'm about to pack it in.
Okay.
Right? Sandstorm.
They should have really used that in Dune 2. That was such a missed opportunity, actually.
And then just in the background, just have the...
And Timothy on the worm.
Oh, my God.
That'd be unreal.
Do it for a clip.
Yeah, Dune 2.
No, just us.
Okay.
Doing the worm, the sandstorm.
Yeah, go on.
No, it doesn't work. And I ruined it.
Do you think I'm going to be able to green screen us onto the worm from Dune? I'm not that good at editing.
Can you do that?
Wait, we'll see. Go on, try us.
What's the tune?
What's the name of him?
You won't
what
believe-
is he?
He's a worm, is it?
No, he's the Messiah. Like,
did you have? You watched the second one?
Yeah, brilliant.
Where were you fighting all the time?
So good.
To go to the cinema for 3 hours.
after my breath work, I gained 24 hours in my day because I could move at lightning speed.
You were drinking all weekend.
I wasn't.
I had
a few drinkies at my home on the Sunday. But girls, I nearly give up the drink, and instead really? Of pre-drinks, we're coming over doing breath
but
work.
But the same song going like this, I'm going, girls,
so,
I'm gone.
So Sandstorm's playing.
To, I was about to say, girls, yeah. I'm gone. Next thing. Dun, 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 slow dun, build, dun, dun. And I'm going, girls.
It's big flashbox girls. on Bebo Energy.
And I'm big flashbox energy. Yeah, is that the name of the app?
Yeah,
right?
Big flashbox energy.
And I'm going, oh my God. I'm going, girls. I goes, girls. I thought it was game over. I goes, we're just fucking getting started, girls. And I did, watch. Whip.
Okay.
Sometimes I just do that and my neck would be killing me. And I'd be like, girls, don't do the whip. I don't have it on my insurance.
It's so good.
That's the thing, right? Sometimes people think, oh, you know, spin. Oh, I'm not able. Or no, couldn't guess. And I didn't like it.
Yeah. Sandstorm.
Sandstorm. Playlist curation. I'm more of a DJ than I am a spin instructor.
You're actually a guide. You're a shaman. Am I offended?
Can you say that?
Yeah, can I say that?
I don't think
I've already said sensei. I can't say
sensei. You said sensei, shaman in the one. And look, okay, I think you've reached your limit.
And I said messiah.
But messiah, we don't mind.
I'm just going to put a pin in all those.
Yeah, there's no more of that.
Yeah, okay.
It's just
redacted,
a bit, it's on the nose of it too much.
Redacted.
Yeah, and look, we're in this together. So be careful too.
Okay, sorry. But I always remember on Bebo. All the
flash. I always remember, I didn't know where that was going.
All the flash boxes with Sandstorm, the song,
were
just loads of people joyriding in the back roads up at Naka.
What was it all? The joyriding
literally.
Bits and
also, like, that was before, like, I don't want to say before, like, phones, like, with cameras, but, like.
Yeah, kind of.
So were they buying, like, cameras to record the drifting around the back roads?
Yeah, were they borrowing their dad's camcorder?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, okay.
So what were they doing?
So
but you're so right.
So basically, I think we need to do breath work, and just as you reach the end of your breath work,
I'm into all of that.
You hit Sandstorm,
yeah,
and then as Sandstorm finishes, you hit a gong, and then I think we could,
yeah, marking it.
No, seven. Explode. I think you just like. I think you would like levitate. I think you'd gain. You'd come into a new level of consciousness.
Were people talking when you were in the sauna?
Yeah, we
have. Was it a silent?
No, you're having chats. I have loads of chats. I was making friends. Like,
see, that's the thing. But see, some people like a silent sauna.
No, because basically, I was just talking to everybody how blown away I was about the prep work. I was kind of doing all the talking, actually.
Yeah, I think you need to.
I was a chatterbox, yeah. Oh, fuck, was I just. What, did people like want it? To be quiet?
The sauna community, like a quiet sauna.
No, we were all chatting. It was a Friday night, like.
But how great to just be feeling after the sauna?
And do you know what it was like? Do you know what I loved about it? Because, like, I said, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's like, go drinking, going out. And I love that, girls. I love to party.
But we always say.
But I do. It was a lovely, wholesome. Yeah. And as well, I met new people that I would have never met otherwise.
Yeah.
And
they
weren't manky hippies.
No, I wasn't going to say. You put words in my mouth. I did not say manky hippies.
You melted manky hippies.
No, but kind of stinky feet. Kinda.
No, they weren't. No, very well groomed.
Yeah, because Alan's like cool girl.
Yeah.
And do all the cool girls come to his class?
I think it was. And then there was no.
Also, if you're a stinky hippie as well, you'd be going, that's grand as well.
It's not. You need to clean your feet.
Clean your feet.
Like, you can be a hippie, but I don't want you to be a smelly one, like. That's not, like, sorry, no.
Yeah, there's been
politically correct and then there's been unhygienic.
Yeah, wash your feet.
So if you're coming in with your manky balls and you're slapping them off the fucking sauna, like, I don't want that, you know?
Yeah, was that hot?
Not manky.
No, that bit out.
I won't be, by the way.
Yeah, don't do that.
Do you know what I mean? And there's nothing to break the ice like getting into some. Because I had a nice bath. Does that make sense?
Was there blocks of ice in it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I just did a cold bath. I did a cold plunge. Yes. And you know what? And the way you see some people and they're buying one for their gaff and they're out in the balcony doing it in their back garden and you're kind of going, okay, come off it.
Okay,
I do kind of get it. When I did it, I was
like, I know, but as well.
I felt brilliant.
But like when people like, brilliant. But now the people who are getting like ice baths for their like gaff and stuff, it's giving big early 2000s when everyone got a tanning bed and a treadmill.
Yeah,
was that down the south side as well?
And so a few of the mams in my estate actually, because you could rent them, wasn't it?
Yeah, they rented them like.
A few of them went in on one for the communion confirmation season.
Screaming.
I'm not even lying. I swear it was. I'm obsessed. But my friend then was making his communion, might have been confirmation. I'm going to say communion for dramatic effect. Definitely did a few minutes.
He did.
He was more tan than all of us. I swear he popped in the bed.
That's so bad.
Monkey see, monkey do. If you see your mammy on the bed, you're going to want to do it.
That's so bad.
Now, look stunning.
No, was he giving? Especially if he was wearing white for the communion.
White for the communion.
He must have looked gorgeous.
In the crisp white shirt and the lovely glow.
No, but girls, we're not condoning.
I'm joking. No, that did happen. I'm not joking about that, but we're not condoning.
We're not condoning. Like, we obviously like being tanned, but like.
I do look a bit better.
You look, because you have the dark features.
Dark features, you see. And sure, even when I lived in Essex there for her. 3 years, everyone was doing them in Essex. And then when it came round to doing shows, everyone in the college was doing beds in the lead up. And they
were
going,
like Casper on stage,
have you booked your minutes? And I'm going, no, I haven't.
Do you know what you do, Sally? Miss Hansen, if you're nasty.
Yeah,
Sally Hans.
I know. Yeah. You know what I really need to do? I need to book a week away somewhere. Go away. And obviously wear my SPF, but a week away.
No, because I always ask you to go on holidays with me and you always say no.
No, because... Yeah, I need the break.
No, but
when we're together, it's work.
It's not.
It is. I can't, babe. It's. You know what it is. It's,
when you look at my face, you just think
I see work, and I think of all the work we have to do.
But we're also friends.
Absolutely, I'm not denying it. Oh my god, besties, baby. But also, I can't slip out of work. It's a psychological thing.
No, babe, come on. We just go to the beach and kick up the heels.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go.
We
get away.
Need a holiday.
I know. What if we were to go away? To the same place, but when we get there, we do our own thing.
Well, you do that anyway every time we go on holidays. You always just...
We have different... Actually,
we talk about
I was going to say we have different ideas of holiday, but you have to come in down loads. So maybe we could do it. Actually, holiday companion.
Okay, stunning.
Would you do one of those, you know, where you rock up to the airport, you don't know where you're going? Wouldn't do it. No, stop
and,
doing it.
And they're like these mystery holidays. And then they're like, you're in Turkey. And I'm like, and you're staying in the worst hotel in Turkey. And they're going to put you, and you're not going to see any of the actual good bits of Turkey because you're on this weird package holiday with Wizz Air.
With Wizz Air and also with other people who are intolerable.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're all just, all they want to do is be in a different country and do the exact same thing they do in their hometown, which is just get locked and go back. It's just warmer climate.
Anyway, girlies, should we move on to the
theme? Yeah, don't do sunbeds, basically.
Don't do sunbeds at all. Don't do them.
The theme for this week is jealousy.
Alexa, play Jealous by Nick Jonas.
Jealous.
AKA the Green Eyed Monster. not Nick Jonas, the emotion.
I wonder.
This is a fucking.
Are they
pop.
Jealous of each other?
The Jonas Brothers?
I'd be jealous of Nick.
Me
no,
too.
The oldest fella's lovely.
Yeah. He is so sexy.
He is, isn't he? I think
when he lost the curls.
Remember when? Yeah, buzz cut, shaved head, kind of. Yeah. Actually, he's nice with a bit of hair as well. Remember, we were doing something, and I gave him as my style icon, didn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I? Or did I do the old
Joe
fella?
Jonas? You
Joe
done
Jonas.
Done. Sorry, this went to number one in my house. This is so good.
Wait, let's wait to the chorus.
I still get jealous. You look so sexy, beautiful.
Stop.
And everybody wants a taste. That's why I still get jealous. I know what you mean, because the Jonas Brothers are. There you go.
No, you were saying I still. And you were doing it all in the one note. You were going, I still get jealous. Well, never mind.
What you mean?
You were doing it all in the one note.
I went, I still get jealous.
Yeah, that was good. Love that.
You lied to me.
No, I actually love that.
Okay,
that was actually good.
But you see now, I don't know the difference. He's all right, but do you think they get jealous of each other? Like Nick, Joe and Kevin. Kevin's the one that no one cares about.
I say Kevin might be jealous of the other two. How do you know the names?
Because you know the Jonas.
Well, I know Joe Jonas. I didn't know the other friend's name was Kevin. Yeah. But I know that he's the not so special one.
Do you know?
Sorry, Kevin, for listening.
Hey, do you know?
You are special.
They did like a reunion tour, and like I'm not the biggest Joe Jonas fan as a person. I just think I took the girl's side in the divorce because she's a mad bitch.
Who is he divorcing?
Well, I don't know her name. Look her up there.
No, I don't care.
I know. No, I'm actually not going to silence women's names. I'm going to look up what her actual name is.
Maybe just learn it in the first instance. You're saying you're such a mad fan of her.
Jonas
X.
Sophie Turner.
Who is she?
So Sophie Turner was going out with Joe Jonas, right?
Right.
And she was out having a girly ball. She's a funny bitch, right?
Yeah.
And then she was like at like a sports match, and like they panned her, and she'd be like down in the gats, and she'd be like, whoa, like rocking the gats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he broke up with her and was like,
because
of
that,
he has kids with her.
She was at a sports event.
No, he said she's too much of a party girl.
Didn't they have the promise rings
and
all?
That was Disney vibes. That was ages ago.
Yeah, but was it real or was it just for Disney?
Like it was just for Disney.
That's my earliest
memory of the Jonas Brothers. Yeah.
Camp Rock.
Yeah.
And the promise ring things.
But he...
And then that picture of Nick Jonas on the boat with the belly.
He saw it in that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But you know, when like he was on the boat with the belly and everyone was like, oh, dad bod. I'm like, no, it's not. He looks like he goes to the gym.
Yeah,
he just has a bit of a belly.
I don't know, whatever it is, I fucking
thick with
love
two C's.
It. I love it.
But anyway, I took Sophie's side in the divorce, but
you didn't even know her name.
Yeah, but I was still on. I still chose the woman.
Okay, right. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, because I'm a feminist. Okay,
go on.
Right. Shout out to all my girlies listening.
Now, not mind that, but you banish your poor mother to a room there for the last 2 hours.
She's been watching her soaps.
Nula.
She's delighted.
She's outside the front door in the rain.
She's having her cup of tea, watching the soaps. She's catching up with what's going on in EastEnders. But I was kind of obsessed with Joe's tour looks. Because he was wearing like sexy leather trousers.
He always just looked very well styled. Shout out to Joe Jonas's.
You said he was your style icon before in an interview. It was the funniest day of my life. Someone was like, who do you look up to style wise? And Kevin just goes, Joe Jonas? I was like, what the fuck?
That's embarrassing. I never get embarrassed. It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Why did I say that? Like,
I don't know. It's so
you
funny.
You told me to.
I didn't.
You told me to. No, why did I say that again? That was so weird.
Oh,
it's
so
but it's because he was wearing lovely clothes. Because I was thinking, looking for her to talk about the whole jealousy thing, right?
Yeah.
Off. I'm so jealous of his gear. Would you ever be mad jealous of someone's entire wardrobe?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, because sometimes, right, even if you go out and if you get some nice bits, one or two.
Yeah.
That's just one or two nice bits in a whole wardrobe. You've loads of nice bits because you kind of share with Jose as well. You've a nice wardrobe.
No, but I know what you mean though. Like you need, like, say if you buy like a nice top and you're like, oh my God, this top's unreal.
Yeah.
But then you have to do the rest of the outfit. Anyway, we're talking about jealousy.
We're talking about jealousy.
Because, right?
One of the deadly sins.
I was just about to say, I think it gets a bad rap. I think jealousy just has bad PR. Jealousy is like a natural emotion.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone feels it. But as a society,
you
get chastised for feeling the emotion. And it's meant to be like an ugly emotion.
Yeah, because if you think about it, what's one of the first things we're told as kids, if we express jealousy... Don't be jealous.
Yeah. Or people will be like, oh, they're being mean. They're just jealous of you. Like, and it's like a negative thing. But like, jealousy is such a natural emotion. Like, we even found out in our research, thanks Sive, that like they tested babies, newborn people into the world.
6 month old children.
6 month old children.
They were made to watch their mothers attending to a lifelike baby doll. The babies got in a huff afterwards.
Instead of baiting the mams. Then all the babies formed a little baby army.
Suggesting
and
the
murdered
presence
all the women
of an
in the
early
study.
But that's jealousy, right?
Do you know what I mean?
You would be jealous though if you're
you'd be raging.
The mammas looking after a doll. Well, I was just jealous of my sister and her dolls in general, full stop.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
No, I didn't want to be the doll.
You didn't want to be the
I wanted to be my sister. So jealous of my sister.
You were jealous. Yeah, I was jealous of my sister growing up as well.
And I was told, shouldn't be jealous of your sister. Go out there and play with those balls. Go out there and play with your balls and play with your bike. And then going, no, I want to stay in.
I know.
There's a security about it.
No, I was jealous. Growing up, I was very jealous of my sister. Like that she got like all the toys I wanted.
Would that have been your earliest memory of jealousy if you were to cast your mind back? I had loads of instances of jealousy. I was jealous of that fella when he was, you know, on the tanning bed for the communion. I was going, look at me, Casey White, singing The Clouds Fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember, right, when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
And we used to go down to the Japanese gardens. It sounds very posh. Well,
very fancy. And what? What did you do down to the Japanese gardens?
We used to go down to the Japanese gardens in Ballinlock. Why were they called the Japanese
Jesus
gardens?
Jesus Christ.
No, it was probably because of knotweed, I'd imagine.
What's
was
that? It?
The Japanese knotweed.
The one that's like...
That's
like,
taken over Cork City.
Yeah. No, I'd say...
Some people think Killian Murphy's taken over Cork City. It's Japanese
it's
knotweed.
Japanese not. No, but it was obviously called Japanese gardens because there was like Japanese shrubbery,
yeah,
etc.
Something like that. But we used to go down there to play football with the school. Like it was just down the hill. Like we used
playing football at the Japanese gardens is the name of the app.
Playing football down the Japanese gardens and we've loads of names for the app. But I remember, right, we were all playing football, right? And I was all right at it, right?
Yeah, you were handy at football, yeah? What the fuck was that, by the way? Yeah, you were handy at football, yeah?
But next thing, I remember, right, this fella in the class.
Yeah.
Scored a goal, right?
Yeah.
So next thing, he whips out a cartwheel. Bear in mind, now we're primary school. And I'm going, hang on a second, girls. Did anyone just see that?
I love the way you were more impressed with the cartwheel than the goal.
More impressed with the cartwheel 10 times over. And I'm trying and I'm going, and I didn't know where to put my body. And I'm going, and I went up to him and I said, do you do gymnastics? No.
He just done it.
He just done a cartwheel. I know some people could just do it.
I hate it. I was actually so jealous of the lads. There was always one lad in school that could just do Everything. Like, I remember there was one fella who played the drums.
Yeah.
But then one day we were just at yard and he just did a backflip. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What the heck,
like? And then he's also obviously the most popular person and all that stuff. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, how are you just good at everything?
How are you just good at everything?
But then always something happens and they kind of never...
There's a reason.
And they never really reach their full potential and they kind of like crumble and like... have a shit later in life, you know. They kind of peak too early.
Are they the people who their parents push them into everything? So then once they get to make decisions for themselves and they're like, no, ma'am, I'm not going horse riding.
Yeah.
They like just stop at everything.
And they do nothing.
And they need a reset.
Yeah.
And they need to actually discover.
Who am I?
Behind all the accolades, behind all the trophies.
When I'm not the famous backflipping drummer, what am I? You know what I mean?
It sounds really cool.
Yeah,
I would have been upset. Were you obsessed with him?
Yeah, a bit like, I wanted to be him.
Also, on primary school, I remember, and again, jealous, I remember being so excited for a party at Leisureplex, right?
Yeah.
As I would have been with most of the parties.
Obviously, yeah, the Viennetta.
And you know, you'd be going to do the bowling, right? And I remember one day, and you know, that was like the party at the time, and then people got notions and started doing wall climbing the Maradike.
Okay, right? Yeah.
But we were doing bowling. You're so right, you said to me after the last record, we get so Cork. I just said the Maradike. I added an extra A. And next thing, right, so we're about to start, you know, you're typing in the names,
you're going,
oh, I'm after him. I'm waiting and then the first person's up and I'm going, hang on a second now, something's not right here. Your one hasn't put up the sides.
Oh, okay.
I'm going, where's you? And she's gone, she's nowhere to be seen. I'm going, somebody needs to call her back.
Because
I'm trying to, you know, catch the mother's eye and go, you'll have to get Katrina back now to put up the sides.
Yeah.
Anyway, but... we continue on as normal. Someone steps up unfazed. The birthday boy presumably went first and rolls the ball without.
He was training.
No, everyone gets up and starts doing it. And I'm going, girls, when did we go through the evolution as kids that we didn't need the sights up?
When are we doing this?
I still need the sights up.
When are we doing the secret bowling training?
You know what I mean? I was going, nah, I've been left out of a party or two. Because here they all were then, right?
Unreal.
Now, I mean, they were knocking out strikes. You know, it wasn't that.
But it wasn't got a ball, got a ball.
But I'm going, I'm mortified because here I am. Yeah. I'm going, oh.
And your wrist is weak, so you're not even able to pick up.
And it's been lobbed in the side.
And you have to use the thing to push it down. Do you know what I mean about the little slides?
No, I wish. I loved her. I always wanted to use her.
No, like, but bowling.
I'm so jealous.
Bowling would humble you.
I'm so jealous. And they were all, but I remember, like, everyone was well able. And I'm going, is that embarrassment or is it jealousy? But
no,
both.
It's jealousy.
There's a crossover, I think, with a lot of emotions.
There's a crossover both, yeah. But the top tip on bowling, just as an adult.
Yeah.
I found, because I'm a pretty handy bowler.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty handy.
I haven't been bowling with you in ages.
Yeah, I'm. When did you go bowling with me?
Did we go in England?
Rowan's? Did you go to Rowan's?
No, you asked me that every
Rowan's
day of the week.
Was my personality there for about 2 years.
What was that about?
It's just like, if it's still going, you need to go in London, like, if it's
there's
still
loads.
Open.
There's loads happening in London now.
Yeah, we don't but Rowan's just go bowl, is like an institution. Loads. Just go there. When you're bowling, right?
Right.
The tip is,
yeah,
don't care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the tip. Just let the hair down, girls.
I know.
It's not that deep. You're throwing a ball at some pins. What you need to do, if you approach with anxiety, I suppose like anything in life, if you approach it with
angst, more relaxed.
And you're worried, if you're worried about getting a gutter ball, you're manifesting the gutter.
You're manifesting the
gutter. Do you
gutter.
Know what I mean? But if you're going...
No, I don't just always do the gutter nowadays. I can play bowling.
Baby, I'm rolling strikes.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've a big forearm as well. You can hoof it down the alley.
I'm touching the pins.
But you've a very strong arm, haven't you? You'd be lifting the heavy balls as well, I'd say. And they're better.
But sometimes... The heaviest ball isn't the best.
No, I wouldn't do the heaviest, but I don't like a light ball either.
I was good there for a while now, putting a spin on it. I want to go bowling after this.
I kind of want to go bowling as well.
We see the leisure park. Yeah, it's
the Coliseum.
Yeah.
We'll go down with me.
We'll go down after.
What else do they do? We do a few games. We can do the dance mat as well.
And we'll do the Pac-Man machine.
Also, right, on kids just becoming good at something overnight. Yeah. I remember one time, right, we're hanging out in the park. And one of the lads, right, whipped out the Pele 7. Now, you might say,
what's that?
What is that? Listener, I hear you ask.
What is that?
You do with the ball, right? You know, again, now a lot of it has to do with football.
Yeah.
Right? Solo, knee, knee. Yeah. I can't believe I'm just doing the Pele 7, pretending.
Shoulder, shoulder. Head bop. Or is it back of the neck?
No, well, that's just showing off.
Well, that's just showing off.
I
remember the Pele 7, yeah, because Pele used to do it, presumably.
Presumably.
Jealous of Pele.
I wasn't jealous of Pele. Jealous of Pele is the name of the app. Pele 7 is the name of the app. No, but I remember. And I remember being out and then one of the lads doing it and I'm going, and I'm freaking out and going, is that the Pele 7?
But was he doing it in a cocky way or was he just nonchalant?
Kind of nonchalant, which was more annoying.
It's more annoying.
And then one of the other lads was doing it and I couldn't, one thing I've never done is the Pele 7.
Still?
Huh?
Still to this day?
Well, I haven't given it a go.
Do I have
like
a ball?
Would Finn have, does Finn play football?
Yeah, he does, but we just don't have him in the gaff.
We don't have him in the gaff.
Yeah, but only outdoor sports only.
But imagine that, the lads just whipping out a Pele 7.
Well, like, it is weird, because when you're young, you're getting jealous left, right and centre. Because, like, you're a greedy bastard when you're young.
About Let's anything.
Face it, like, kids are greedy cunts, aren't they?
They did it well in that, in Peppa Pig, you know, when he's on the phone to your mum, he's like, I can't whistle. And she goes, what this?
And he hangs up on her.
That's a cinematic masterpiece.
No, it's an iconic.
You know, sometimes
iconic.
You're going to think this is crazy. Well, look at me, because I do this.
Well.
Some days, right, I wake up and I go onto YouTube and just watch that. I just think it's brilliant. Not Peppa Pig, I don't watch the episode.
No, but it's the comedic timing of
watch
that
clip.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah.
He goes, can you whistle? And she goes, what? This? And then he just goes, hang up.
It's so, brilliant. It's the hang up. It. It's the best part of it.
No, but when you were young, and then when you go into your teenage years, you learn how to hide your jealousy a bit. But I remember when I was growing up, we all started hanging around in Hillcrest, right?
Yeah.
And Craig Burns. There's
a Hillcrest near us as well.
Craig Burns used to have a shed. And you know, if you had a done up shed, you were the main bitch. Like.
Yeah, I know.
So he had a shed.
Was his dad a builder?
No, his dad owned a pub.
Right.
So the shed had...
So they had money.
They had money, yeah. The shed had all bells and whistles, right?
Yeah.
And they had a pool table in the shed. And we used to have like...
So everyone who had the shed had a pool table as well.
In. So then we used to be in the shed playing pool and I was jealous of the pool table shed. Not because I didn't even like pool. I only played it because the lads were playing it.
I liked pool.
Oh no, you didn't. Like no one did.
No, all this talk of bowling and pool, I'm like, will we have a day out?
Yeah,
just, do you know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to go on holidays just for the game
like
of pool.
I like pool on halls. But like,
I love pool on halls.
But we were playing
both.
But we were playing pool in the shed every day and obviously the... And I just had to pretend to like it, you know? So I was just like, oh, fuck's sake.
Can we flip it over to the air hockey side?
But there was loads going on in that shed, girl. I could write a book about the shed.
You were jealous of the shed?
Jealous of the shed.
That sounds crazy.
Jealous of having... Because he...
No, that there was loads going on in the shed. What else was going on?
Smoking fags that we mobbed off our mans.
That's what happens.
We were kissing the girlies.
In the shade?
Yeah. Ringing trail line. Joan used to prank child when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like, that was so bad when we were younger.
So
like.
Bad.
Yeah, but obviously they don't do it now. Obviously don't do that.
I was jealous as well and I was annoyed because I was like, imagine things I could do with this shed. Do you know what I mean? Like, the styling of it, I'd have a few more bean bags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was like...
A lamp.
Yeah, I know.
There was no interior design. Lighting.
No, it was all pictures of fucking Man United or Liverpool or whoever.
The Man United calendar.
Yeah, and not even the hot players. Just like the good ones. And then the pool table... But whatever. Also, we used to always then go to the Crucible and then we had to play a snooker, which is even more fucking complicated.
Miss me with the snooker, girls.
But the Crucible, do you ever go to the Crucible? The end of Blarney Street.
No.
It's an institution. It was an institution.
Is it a snooker hall?
Snooker hall.
We used to go to the, there was a snooker hall in Anko in Donnybrook.
Oh yeah?
I think it might be gone. It was the top floor and it was very like, you know.
Seedy vibes.
Kinda like.
Yeah.
Bit smelly.
Yeah, so was the Crucible.
A bit of a lads club, you know what I mean?
Same. I was petrified.
I used to get so nervous.
I always remember, I always felt a bit out of place and I was never more mortified in my life than one day we were playing and someone was like, oh, PJ, do you want a game? And one of the older lads goes, he only comes here for the sausage rolls. And I was munching on the sausage rolls. In the corner. They were gorgeous.
Inside the club?
They were gorgeous. They heated them up in the microwave and everything. But I was mortified because he caught me red handed. I hated snooker. I used to just go to the sausage rolls.
But he's deleting them.
But yeah.
I used to get a mint crisp.
Yeah, do you know?
A mint crisp and a fizzy drink
before
the snooker hall.
But like, I had no leg to stand on because he was talking to me and I had the pastry around my mouth. Like,
the pastry was there for the day.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, anyway, I think I should go back and reclaim snooker. There's loads of rules.
Not snooker, pool.
No, yeah, snooker.
I still don't get the snooker, really.
It's all about, like, you pot the spots or the stripes or whatever.
I'm actually not too bad at pool.
Really?
Because then that would lend itself to me being all right at snooker. Now, when I say I'm all right, I can play it. I wouldn't be taking it professionally. I suppose maybe if I still dedicate more time to it. I actually was alright with it.
Also, there's nothing sluttier than when a man cocks up the leg on the pool table.
Oh my god, babe. Yeah. Don't believe it. It was coming. I don't know why you stood up. It's because I was going to recreate it. Or you know what's even hotter? Just the bum up on the table.
When they touch the booty.
This is hornier.
Well, when they mount it, yeah.
This is hornier.
And they're like a dog peeing.
And you know, then some lads, you know, it would be the British lad on holidays as well would do one of these.
Behind the back.
Behind the back, and I'm going,
that's camp.
Where are you going?
I'm jealous
Houdini.
Of that. I'm jealous of that.
You know what
that.
I mean? Yeah. I'm jealous of that. I'm just jealous of all the am.
And also, like, I'm like, snooker players and pool players had no business being that caked up. Why are their asses always huge?
Look, this actually leads us into our next section quite nicely, right?
Yeah.
Instances of jealousy in today's world, right? Where we might get jealous nowadays,
okay,
right?
Gorgeous.
You know, like, we've all been on Instagram, we see someone, like, you know, shaking a set of keys.
Yeah.
You know, with the...
And you're like, oh my god, they have a house and I'm never going to be able to afford one.
I've an air fryer.
Yeah. And I know, like, we always talk about, like, don't compare yourself on social media, like, jealousy in social media. That conversation has been had
to
death.
Yeah.
But, like, it's it's still obviously warranted, because I go on social media if I'm not in a good headspace, and if I see someone with an amazing body that I want to have, that like is like a body that I wouldn't be able to achieve, yeah. I'd be so jealous of them, you know what I mean?
But also steroids.
But also I pretend that they are on steroids even if they mightn't be, you know?
But I get really jealous when I see one of the girlies, right?
Yeah.
Posting pics and their fella's in it and he's caked up. But you know what? And I'm going, I'm jealous of her, because I'm going, is she even looking after us?
Yeah, I know,
do you know what I mean? Is she getting stuck
in? Yeah, she's not even having her cake and eating it too.
You know what I mean?
And she's just having the cake.
And I am jealous of the fella. I'm just like, look at you with your big fat ass.
When I see...
I take that over anything else.
But when I see hetero lads who like wouldn't leave anyone touch their hole,
but are they
around,
doing it for us?
But why do they have a big...
Why are all the lads work? I know it might be for themselves. Why are they doing their squats? Why are they doing their glute bridges? Why are they doing their split squats?
You have strong legs.
That's Jesus. She weren't the only ones looking.
No, but also
that's such
a bad view. That's such a warped view.
I know, but I'm
kind of
going.
That's like if you reversed it, going, why are the girls squatting? They're doing it for lads. You know what I mean?
I know, but I'm saying, I know, so the girls look iconic. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
I get the rest of it. Like, what's he doing with the big bum?
No, with the big bum. But big no, bum. The body, like, body jealousy, is that a thing? But like,
yeah,
being
absolutely.
Jealous of his body is like a huge thing. I think there's another level as well when you're attracted to the same sex as well, because like sometimes I'm like, oh, that person's hot,
yeah,
so like that's why you're like saving their pictures or whatever, or liking their pictures, but then you're also like, or following them, you know,
yeah,
but then also you like, so majority 9 times out of 10 when I'm looking at a picture I'm like, oh, he's hot, but then I'm also like, I'm jealous of the way he looks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all just a bit messed up, isn't it?
And I know it's a bit, it sounds a bit bury your head in the sand, but like I do think a lot of the time it's out of sight, out of mind, and like I do, like sometimes
no,
when
I fully
I'm
believe that too.
When I'm on like Instagram and stuff, if I feel myself getting a bit like way too like of me comparing myself to people's lives and being like, they have a house, I don't, they have an amazing body, I don't, they have just gotten this amazing new job, they're traveling here, I'm not. If I feel myself getting into that mindset, I just have to stay off the apps for a bit.
Completely. And part of social media is performative, or it's like there's an element of flaunting, or saying like, I've done this, or like we tend to document highlights.
Yeah,
and like, you know, if you're reaching a new career goal, or you know, if you're getting married, I couldn't stand you on social media when you're putting... No, I'm joking.
No, but that's a good point though, because I was just about to say, is like, it is even with my friends, like,
without
like
a doubt, I think it's more this, so with your friends.
Yeah, we spoke about this loads before, especially when I moved to Ireland and you were in London.
Yeah.
That first year, like, it was
tricky to navigate.
It was really tricky to navigate, because like I found it hard to look at your stories and your feed sometimes, because I'd be like, oh, Kevin's at this party and like having a laugh, but then I could talk to you like next month and you'd be like, oh, that wasn't even that fun.
Exactly.
You
there was that.
I mean?
But just seeing it was so confronting, or just made me feel so uneasy. Especially, it was the double-edged sword of you hanging it with Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
No, and I know I'm joking about it, but
know.
Also... But that was tough.
That must have
been
like, really hard,
I was like, delighted PJ's making the move back, all for the right reasons, right?
Yeah.
And we were also, even though we were figuring it out and it was new to us, we were still kind of excited about this new chapter, right?
Yeah,
but it felt like something was changing.
Yeah, but it was weird because it did feel like our homeostasis was
disrupted.
And
absolutely.
Like, it was like, I felt weird for leaving, because we were like, it was very codependent as well. Like,
yeah,
we,
completely. Oh my God,
and
so
then
codependent.
I felt guilty then as well, because especially like when I came back, obviously Patrick was really good to me when I got to Dublin and stuff.
Yeah.
And but then it's like, I always also like, this is Kevin's childhood best friend, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I remember one of your first nights out, did you tag me?
No, it's one of the crazy girls be sending
no,
them to.
No, well, that happens still. But
that's insane, by the way.
I think one of your first nights out, I think he might have been like missing. It might even have just been missing you.
Kevin,
Kevin. I remember being like, I can't look at that.
Okay.
My childhood best friend and my grown up best friend, I could have been having a good week.
I know.
I know
what
if I was having a night in, and then I see you out on a Saturday night and going, geez, I'm not doing anything. I was contemplating moving back then and all kind of going, what is my
what's
life?
I know what you mean. I used to get so angry at you because I was like, I had this thing in my head that I was like so annoyed at Kevin because he had me muted on Instagram, my stories, right? And I'd be putting up stories about like my life because I'd go, Kevin won't see this.
You used
now.
To test me.
And then I'd be with you and I'd be like, I'd say it. And then you go, what? And you ask me a question. I go, well, you would fucking know if you were my friend and you watched my Instagram. Because I was like, why is he shutting me? I was jealous because I thought that you were shutting me out of your life and like just being like, well, fuck him, now he's gone. I'm going to be like friends with everyone in London.
It wasn't that. But it's that I find you intolerable online.
No, it's because you were jealous.
But it's because... And we've spoken about this a lot since.
Yeah.
Remember that time we had a call on a Monday?
I remember we were kind of
something
snappy.
Happened.
We were snappy with each other and I
you
rang.
You snapped
no,
at me.
I rang. No, you. We were snappy with each other and I goes.
We were being kind of snappy with each other.
And I goes, we need to talk. I goes, and then I rang you and I goes.
I got my agent to call you and see what's up.
No, I goes, and then I rang you and I goes. What's happening with us? We're like,
yeah,
it was. We're very weird. I remember
that weekend is because I responded to an email without consulting you first.
Yeah.
I had like some ideas
or something like
for
that.
Some brand thing we were doing. Who knows what it was? And then I just replied.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially on a Monday, I'd be used to getting up earlier and like jumping on the laptop, getting on emails. Peter would have the line on of Monday.
No, I get up as well.
I should have. And we always would consult each other on anything. To do with
we're a team, exactly. And we both make sure both of us are happy before we go back.
And you know what? Now, even looking back, I'm kind of thinking, I probably knew
it
would have gotten at
you. Because we were so close, you knew what annoyed me.
Yeah,
so, I knew what would annoy me, which annoyed me to me more.
And then this was before Christmas, I would say maybe October.
Yeah,
maybe?
Or something like that. I remember
August, September.
But it was loads of stuff were building up, like loads of little things.
We went on to it. We had a call for 4 hours.
Everything was put on the table.
It was a Monday.
Babe.
I didn't do an ounce of work for the rest of the week.
When I hung. Now, I felt like so much weight lifted off me because it was a mixture of jealousy. It was a mixture of like resentment. It was a mixture of like also loss. Like
I'm feeling like you're drifting a bit.
And then I just remember after that call, I was like elated but wrecked.
I felt like it was wrecked. Like even from my therapy sessions, it felt like a really long therapy session. Because I was literally being like, and I was jealous of this. I remember being like, and you were getting bottles of champagne. I don't get a cent any champagne. you know what I mean?
And I remember like we were literally just talking about everything.
God.
And then I also, but what was great there is that like, We were recognizing when we were jealous, but then also when we were actually upset with each other. That wasn't a jealousy thing. We were just that actually just upset me. To be honest, I was so proud of us because we spoke about it. Like we could have easily rang each other.
I told everyone about that talk. and the whole world was literally like, yeah, it's a great call.
Yeah, me too. Because it was either what was going to happen if we didn't have the talk is we were probably going to fall out really badly with like a big eruption because like.
Yeah, there would probably have been some kind of fall.
Or something.
And that's the awful thing as well, I suppose. Well, first of all, falling out as friends.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of anxiety. Obviously, I'd sooner lose you as a business partner
obviously,
and stop the pot than I would
yeah,
as a friend.
I know what you mean.
But the two are intertwined, you know what I mean?
And I kept being like, we're after fucking now because we're after mixing too much business and friendship.
I'm going to have to go back to college, girls. I have to go back to university
because I couldn't bear talking to Vijay on the podcast for one more day. I'm gonna have to go back to uni.
But it was a thing that had been building for so long, and I'd even like mentioned it to my mum. I'd probably mentioned it to one or two of the lads, and then literally from then on, it just felt like that we were after like round in the corner.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's weird because there was such a after that moment. Like, there's obviously still like we're really best friends. We're so close.
Yeah, but it still happens.
But there's moments where we do talk to each other and we're like, what the fuck is like we have little fights, but that's normal.
I think what was happening, what was
the alarm bells for me back then is that we kill each other now where we fight all the time. We weren't fighting. I remember going to I'm just airing this issue. Like I was talking to him like he was my colleague in a corporation.
You were sending weird messages.
I was like,
and then you were trying to like word them a specific way, and I was going, what's he going on to the ChatGPT for the message
I
for?
I was being so formal.
I was like, we've no HR department in this podcast. Was he emailing me like I'm Susie from HR?
No, but literally,
you want to read it in?
Because I was like, okay, I've just have to keep this like a working relationship now, you know. It was like, but then now it's like No, I'd just be like,
and I changed all the passwords then because I was like, I'll block them out.
Wait, but it's nearly at the end.
But it wasn't nearly at the end. No, but it was, no,
that's
like,
me being dramatic. That's me being dramatic.
Just, and see, the thing is, because as well, like, we have to turn it on for the podcast, or like, yeah, if we were doing something together,
and it was
we were able to work through it, yeah, as well. And like, kind of, my greatest skill, I always say, is compartmentalizing.
Yeah, but, and then mine isn't.
So it isn't.
So that was so annoying for me. Because I was like, we're just fake.
And see, the thing is, PJ used to always do this. I think we might have spoken about this on the pod, but PJ would go, you all right? You okay?
And I've learned that one of the most annoying things I do.
That sends me.
So sometimes
like, I won't be okay, but I won't be ready to discuss it.
Yeah.
But PJ will like, but not anymore. He used to do it more so.
Way more
like,
before.
Reined it in, but he'd go, you sure you're okay though? And then I'd convince myself that I'm not. Even if I was, I'd go, I must be giving off bad vibes.
Yeah.
So then I would just think, oh, he's allergic to me now.
Yeah, I've stopped doing that. Because it's a lot of like a lot of learning for me as well as like being like, oh, some of the things I used to do, trying to solve situations.
Yeah.
Not even with you, but like
with everyone,
like was actually making it. I was projecting my insecurities onto
other people.
So like there was once or twice I even do it to Jose. Like I'd come home and I'd be like, he'd just be tired or whatever, but I'd obviously be feeling insecure and I'd be like, are you okay?
Yeah,
and
I know.
And then I end up
fighting. Do you hate me?
What?
You'd be like, do you hate me?
I'd be like, what did I do?
What did I do?
And then in my head, I'd be going crazy. But now I've learned how to chill a bit. I'm more chill. Chill girls' lives.
I will say you do seem a bit more chill.
Yeah. I'm finding it easier to recognise, because I do get, to be honest, I do get very jealous. I'm a very jealous person.
Yeah.
I get quite jealous at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And irrationally as well.
Completely.
Like there's some stuff, like for example, there's some stuff I don't even want to do. Like, and work-wise.
Yeah.
But if I see someone doing it, I'm like, Jesus, should I be doing that now? I'm like, I should be doing that now. And then I'm like, wait, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do that.
So right. Even still when it comes to things to do with performing, right, people getting into shows.
Yeah.
They'll post up about a show and I can go, I don't want to be in Cats.
Yeah. But I'm like, then I'm also like, should I be?
Should I be?
But then I'm like, no.
My mum goes to me there because what show is coming to the Bord Gas? Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
There was an advert on the telly.
Yeah.
My mum goes, this is last night. Would you ever do that? Do they have any auditions for Irish people for that? She said. I said, the auditions will probably be in England and anyone can go for it.
And also you should turn around to her and go, Dolly, I'm doing a show in the Olympia.
We're doing a tour.
By myself.
Our own show.
Yeah.
And
I'll do a number from Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
But that's what I said. I kind of went, ma'am, I goes, like, I'm not, I don't want to be in that show.
Yeah.
But then I swear I went to bed and I went, but I'd love to head down the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, you went to bed and goes, would they cast a male Dorothy?
You know what
I paid her before.
You know what I mean? Or I was Scarecrow in the fucking crane.
And you were Dorothy in your school.
And the school,
You have so much experience, actually. You're the perfect choice.
So it's weird. Like, a lot of it is irrational. I don't think you're any more jealous than the next person.
I know what you mean. But
I just think you're a bit more honest about it.
Do you know what is refreshing? And something that Sai was talking about in the notes, we were talking about it the other day, is that what jealousy is good for as well is giving you a guiding light of what you actually want. So for example, like, if I'm jealous of, let's just take the Wizard of Oz thing, right?
Yeah.
If I'm jealous of someone getting a job in the Wizard of Oz, right? Yeah. You could be like, I want to be in the Wizard of Oz, but no, you could just take a step back and go, oh, maybe I want to do more like musical theatre performance.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm not fulfilled that way in my life currently. Yeah. And the jealousy is stemming from a lack of that as opposed to that exact thing.
That exact thing. Or you might see them and you're going, Jesus, isn't that a fun career? And then for you, it might just be wondering if you actually enjoy the work you're doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
I know so many people who have left the arts as well, who are happier.
Happy out,
Also, the nature of that industry as well is like, that's all based around jealousy, you know?
Oh my God.
You're competing with all your peers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so, like literally.
I'm so jealous in college.
Oh, in college.
Lads got attention.
When all the lads got into Strike, the boys group for
My heart broke for
you
then.
Moonface, and I didn't get in.
My heart broke for you
I remember being in the changing room after we read the list of people who got in. So basically it was like every year they do this big dance convention called Move It, and they cast like from this dance school I went to, they cast like a all male cast.
It was an all male, like Erdang were known for it. Like it was one of the reasons
I went there to be in Strike.
And then they had one lead girl who used to always go off,
and she serves, right?
And like it's just so camp, because they were, you'd be like, oh my God, who's the Erdang girl?
Who's the Strike girl? Yeah, this year. But anyway, I auditioned and I remember I read all the names and I wasn't on it. I went to the bathroom and I wasn't sad. I was so angry.
Raging.
Because I was like, I'm a better dancer than half of those people. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, he's shit. I can outdance him. And then I like looking back in the mirror, I'm like, what a fucking hater.
But also, dance convention.
Yeah, I know.
It's a glorified crush.
But it was
it's your life.
It was
the Grammys. Yeah, it's your life. It's the MTV Music Awards.
Literally, it was like.
Literally,
I was like, I'm never going to work in this town if I can't get into.
That's all that you think, isn't it? It's crazy. I remember it's absolute mental gymnastics Olympics. In dance college.
Yeah.
Get a camera crew in.
Get them in and do.
Get a camera crew
they
in.
They need to. I remember our first week. They made all the freshers like do. Like a performance.
You know, one of the reasons I didn't go to Erdang. So I got into Erdang, right? I didn't go to my funding audition.
Yeah.
Because you told me about your first week and having to do the performance and get into groups and tell everyone what you're good at and do that.
Yeah. I goes commercial.
I got sick. I goes because I didn't really have a niche. Yeah. I was kind of all rounder.
No, but I rocked in a small fella from Cork, right? And I used to think I was shit hot, like hip hop and commercial because I was training it. That was my thing. I was like, I'm not good at ballet and jazz, but like I can do that, right?
Yeah.
Gets over there, they're all incredible. They've been in the Brit school since they could walk.
Yeah, they're all in the Brit school, the bastards.
Fucking this girl, Stephanie's doing...
Sylvia Young,
doing
bitch.
Cartwheel, back tuck, flip, 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 flip,
the flips.
Tilt.
And they're only doing the flips to intimidate you. Stop flipping, literally, girl, you're in
and
school.
Then they land and then they sing the best you've ever heard.
And they smoke a cigarette.
And then I come out and I go pop.
And they all look cunt.
Yeah, and I go out and I go pop, pop, sorry, pop, Anna. Walk, walk, walk. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm shit. It was the most humbling experience of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's why I had to get by on my personality. That's the one thing. When you're there, you're like, what do I have that they don't have, right? I'm like, they can dance better than me. Some of them can act better than me.
Mm.
They can sing better than me. Can they make the people on the panel crack a smile like I can? You know what I mean?
No, they can't.
I remember my acting teacher one time said to me, like, we had this like mock audition. Yeah. She was like, Kevin, she was like you when you were saying thanks, you say thanks a million, and she's like, we just remember that, and I was like, oh my god,
you so, got with me a mother.
It means the thousand thank yous. No, but literally, she was like, just saying, she's like, that's just something you remember. She goes, never lose that. Me then all the additions.
thanks a million. Thanks a million, my girl.
me even just when I get in, me. Hi, Kevin, thanks a million. Isn't that mad?
I'm Kevin, thanks a million.
I always think we could have done a whole podcast. Like, I'm Grandman. Yeah. Could have just been like our experience. Yeah. It kind of was that, though. It's born out of that.
You might hear a few stories in our upcoming tour. That's showbiz.
And that's Clickbait Girls.
And that's
Clickbait. That could have been the show, too. That's Clickbait Girls.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Like showbiz.
Yeah, obviously.
So just to round up, girls, right?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to unfollow on social media.
Yeah.
Even if it's us.
No, follow. Keep, stay following me.
No, actually, keep following. Yeah. Actually, tell your friends.
Yeah. You can mute me, but keep following me.
That's another thing. You have more followers than me. That doesn't send me into orbit, though.
You have more followers than me on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's worth more in my books.
Yeah, it always. Do you know what annoys me? It actually is worth more in your books, which is weird.
Well, my tweets popped off today. Not my tweet popping off. Anyway, also, just think about the things that you're grateful in your own life. I know that's kind of cliche, right?
No,
but it does work.
No, right?
It does work.
I always remember when I visited Lindsay Kirby in Perth and she told me about her gratitude, like, thank you, thank you, thank you, right? And like every day.
Journal.
Yeah.
Or just a practice.
She's doing her journaling. Yeah. Now, I forget what she exactly said. So yeah. I obviously did forget a bit. But basically, just write down something you're thankful for every day. And you know, it sounds a bit wanky. It sounds a bit live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
When I actually do that, I just found myself being generally happier in the
Brilliant.
Week. If I like,
really?
I started doing it now in New Year's, I just wake up and when I'm having my morning like cereal or whatever, I just write down one thing.
Yeah.
And it could be like, oh, I'm thankful that like I have like cereal in the gaff in the morning.
That's one thing I've never done. Now sometimes I will take stock at the end of the night. I'll go, oh, I'm grateful for this. I don't really have a practice
no,
of gratitude.
It's so it really does like... help. It really does help me be more grateful for like what I have, and then helps me be less jealous of others. It really does.
Also, it's just good to call out jealousy for what it is.
Exactly.
Like if you can identify it within yourself, it's good to just call it out because then you can move on from there. That's what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's what happened in that moment. Yeah. But also, as well, it's good to try and like spot signs of it in yourself, because then you'll see it also in other people, because people will also get jealous of you, like it's a natural thing. And then sometimes you might feel a bit, be like, what did I do to make this person be a bit weird with me? And sometimes it's literally like you might have just achieved something that they wanted and they're acting off.
Absolutely.
And I think when you can spot that, you can be a bit more understanding then and just be like, I know you just want to be like, shut the fuck up, you hater. But like, you could just be a bit more, or like, be like, because with me, I'd get a bit paranoid sometimes and be like, oh my God, they hate me. And I'm like, oh no, they're just kind of going through something at the moment. And like, if someone's just after, for example, losing their job, and then I'm banging on about how I'm doing a tour with Kevin, they're obviously going to be like, shut the fuck up, you're annoying me.
Absolutely.
So it'll help you like not rub it in as well, because you don't want to be a dickhead, you know?
Exactly. It's just, it's just good to recognize it.
Yeah, it is a lot, because like at the end of the day, like, we're all just jealous bitches of each other and we just need to be careful.
Yeah. But like, but that's the thing, but it's normal.
And if you don't get jealous, you're a fucking liar.
Well, what? Jealous of what?
If you don't get jealous ever, you're a liar.
But that's the thing, it's innate, isn't it? It's just something that's kind of in us.
The babies want to bait the shit out of their mams at the start of this podcast.
Anyway, girlies,
we love you to bits.
I still get jealous. Are you jealous of my singing voice?
A bit, actually.
You're not a bit.
No, do you know, be jealous of someone else's singing voice. I was actually jealous of you in Fastlane when you did the move, babe, don't have to exit me like this. The fucking cunt. And you even done it well live as well.
It was going right live, wasn't it?
It was gorgeous live.
What live?
And as well, I thought I'd be better at you at rapping, but we're kind of similar rappers.
Yeah, we're kind of similar raptresses.
So I was like, at least if I'm a better rapper than him, like it's grand. But then you were good at rapping, and then you were good at the bridge.
No, I wouldn't say I was good at rapping. I was good at like
looking at my phone. Google Maps says 30.
It's more poetry said fast.
Don't you love get there in 10.
I'm a game man. So I'm always in a hurry. What is it? Can't tell me where. Syncopation.
Syncopation. Oh, anyway, girlies, your flow.
Work on the syncopation. Practice some gratitude.
Anyway, I've been PJ.
I've been Kevin.
Is that how we're signing off now?
No, it's not.
Bye.
Bye, girlies.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.